It's time to talk tennis now as we bring on Mark Sefulis, our tennis expert here on the Weekend Wrap, or the Ultimate Wrap. G'day, Mark.
G'day, Shebex and Troy. How you doing?
Excellent. Thank you, mate. Excellent. Great to have you on board, as always. And Maria Sharapova, mixed emotions about her comeback. She got to the semi-final, but that was about it.
Yeah, she had a good week, to be honest, coming back from a hefty layoff. And, yeah, she had a bit of mixed emotions from the other players. Bouchard coming out and calling her a cheat in the
Whacked her, didn't she?
Oh, yeah. Look, I don't really like the way that people come out and say it. I mean, you can think it, but I think, you know, Sharapova's done her time, and I think it's important to let her play now. And, you know, it rests in the hands of the officials and not her in the comeback. So she's come back and she's made a semi-final, which is a great start for her. And losing to Mladenovic, who has had a really good year so far, and she's through to the final now. So, yeah, but a great start for Maria.
Just on Sharapova, she's now turning her attention to Rome and Madrid. Is there a potential appearance at the French Open in the offing, Mark?
Yeah, it sounds like at the moment they're not going to be offering her a wild card in the main draw. So it looks like Maria's going to have to qualify, which I don't think she's been there for a long time qualifying. So I think I think she'll get through regardless and play the main draw of the French Open. And, you know, she's a quality tennis player, always has been. She's a champion of the game. And, you know, I think she'll be okay getting through. But it's a bit of a stand that the French Open have made towards her comeback. So it'll be interesting few weeks to follow. She is in good form, though, which is good.
Bernard Tomic retires against Andy Murray without stepping on court. Unfortunately for Nick Kyrgios, he's pulled out of the Estoril Open to attend his grandfather's funeral.
Yeah, you know, feel sorry for Nick. I mean, he's actually started to really, really hit his straps and play well. And you know, his grandfather did unfortunately pass away throughout the week. And Nick's pulled out of the Estoril Open just to be with the family. And our thoughts are with the Kyrgios family at this time. And he does cop a little bit of flack, but a really genuine kind of a person behind the scenes. And, you know, I do feel for him at this time. And I think we all do. But, you know, and also looking at Tomic, I mean, Tomic got through his first round. In Barcelona, beating Dustin Brown in three sets and then eventually succumbing to a lower back injury, which he must have been carrying for a little while. I think it's a bit of an ongoing issue for Bernard and didn't even take the court against Andy Murray, who ended up making the semi-final.
Yes, Mark, I was just going to say the King of Clay has been in blistering form, Rafa Nadal, after winning the Monte Carlo Open last week.
Yeah, I don't know who's going to beat this guy on clay. He's phenomenal. He's the King of Clay. He'll play Dominic Thiem in the final of Barcelona. And look, he's really gearing up to a big French Open, I think. And I think with the news that Federer will probably not play Roland Garros, I think it's going to open up a little bit again for Nadal. And who knows? I mean, the guy is just the champion on the clay. And he's really hard to beat. Big forehand, lefty, really hard to play on that surface. So could be a good couple of months for Rafael Nadal.
And Australia have been fantastic in wheelchair tennis over the years. The Wheelchair Tennis World Cup, or Team Cup, takes place in Sardinia, Italy this week. Are Australia a chance to win that?
Yeah, I think we are. I think we've got some really good players in the wheelchair event. And, you know, it's really good that we are going to promote this a little bit. You know, these athletes are just absolutely phenomenal. Yeah. And, you know, we talk about the Roger Federers and the Rafael Nadals, but, you know, you look at these wheelchair athletes and what they go through and just the resilience that they have to be able to come back from whatever their disability is, to be able to play is just phenomenal. And, you know, I really look forward to covering this maybe at the end of this week and see how we go in the Wheelchair Tennis World Cup. And I'm guessing Dylan Alcott's going to be our star over there. So
fingers crossed.
Looking forward to a good result for Australia in that event.
Good on you, Mark. Always great to talk to you, mate. We'll do it again next week.
Thanks, Mark.
Cheers, guys. Enjoy the weekend.